Hello.
Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Am I speaking with Claudette?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, and your name was chosen at random. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes.
Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Very well. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? What is your race?
Let me just find out what my race is. What do you think my race
No,
is?
it's just for classification purposes, ma'am. So we know we are speaking to everybody.
I'm black and white.
Thank you. And for the classification purposes, what is your age, ma'am? And that's the last
83.
question. 83? Thank you. Very well. Let's continue in that case. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances
I vote, but
50-50?
I don't know if I'll vote.
You definitely vote or probably vote?
No, definitely.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, it's not headed the right way.
So you are
It's more,
dissatisfied or very
yes,
dissatisfied?
dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two issues, and the ones presented here are lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, extending up to the right
Abortion.
abortion. Very well,
What is
that
that?
would be
Yeah.
one. That would be one. You can change your mind if you hear something else that you
No, I'm
like.
not going to change my
Okay,
mind.
extending up to the right race and in racism and discrimination, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing gun violence, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation, improving the economy, reducing crime,
Improving the economy.
improving
Improving
the
the
economy,
economy.
okay?
Yeah.
Reducing crime, providing affordable childcare, protecting LGBTQ rights. So you're staying with protecting reproductive freedoms and improving economy, right?
Yes.
Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling
Just
behind the
keeping up.
cost of living?
Just keeping
Falling
up with
behind
cost of
or
living.
getting ahead? Also, just keeping up with
I
the cost of
want to
living.
get ahead.
But right now, how do you feel that you're keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or getting ahead?
I'm getting behind.
Falling behind. Okay.
But
Now
things
he's.
is too high out there.
Yes, okay, very well. I understand. Now here are some reasons others are given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason for crime rising. You can select two choices. And the ones mentioned here are because reduced funding for public services to help people in need, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, inflation and rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, a lack
Oh
of
yes,
good
that's too many people are really suffering.
mental illness.
They need to do something.
Okay. Lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or
And
job
people,
training. Too
yes, they
many
need.
young,
Go
okay, too
ahead.
many young people not being properly parented and raised. Not enough police officers on the streets. Too many undocumented.
Right
Yes.
now, that I think they have enough. But
Okay.
they're not being fair to them, to the
All right.
police, and too many people out there, wrongdoers are out there.
I see. Very well.
They work. Okay. The police work very hard.
Very well. I understand. Okay. The other reasons mentioned here are too many young people not being properly parented and raised, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders.
Maybe but I can't do nothing about that.
Prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. A toxic culture such as music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Inadequate programs to help lower-income people, and too many guns floating our streets. Which other one do you think is promoting the rights?
You
have one. Too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets.
Yes.
Which other one do you think is a main factor in promoting the race and crime? Too many guns, inadequate programs.
Too many guns out there.
Too many guns.
Wherever they forget these guns, it's a shame.
I see. Very well. Let's move on. I understand. How much you have heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay. Very well. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
What do you say?
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I don't know.
Very
well.
I
didn't hear about that.
Sure. If you don't know, that's a fair answer as well. I'd like to raise your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just say so. The first one is an organization. It's a Black Lives Matter, or LBM. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
Don't know them. Never heard of it.
Very well. If you don't know, that's a fair answer as well. Let me enter that here. How do you feel about Vice President Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
I don't know. I'm not going to be talking about these people.
That's all right, ma'am. If you don't know, you'll say so, and that's how we will enter. Hakeem Jeffries. How do you feel about Mr. Jeffries?
Don't know him. Nope.
Don't know him. Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Very well. Never heard of him. How do you feel about President Joe Biden? From 0
he's
to 100.
He's trying to do his best.
Correct. But what qualification would you give him from 0 to 100? You can use any number.
99.
Very well. Mm-hmm. And this is, do you know someone by the name of Beyoncé?
No, somebody by the name of what?
Beyoncé.
No.
No, very well. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Okay. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
Don't know them.
Don't know him. Never heard of him.
Maybe.
Is that correct?
So I don't know.
Ron DeSantis. Don't know him, okay?
No.
Never heard of him? Okay, very well. How do you feel about the NAACP?
Oh, somebody's at my door. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
No, please help me. We're almost done, ma'am.